This, as the episode title suggests, is just a bit of, by way of a thank you to all those people that I met on the Skypecast over the weekend, When Night Falls. Very interesting day, which began very early, actually, the morning for me, because I started listening into the conversation that was coming from Jeff Utecht's LAN party in Shanghai, which started for us at 2 a.m, even though it was only 9 a.m. for them in the morning. On and off throughout the day, I tried to dip in and out of the conversations that were going on. Sometimes Skype seemed to be playing tricks and disappearing and giving us odd interlopers who came in and actually made the conversation quite fun. As well as using Skype, people were using the tapped-in notice board, so there was instant messaging going on as well as the main Skype work. So when things did get too difficult in Skype and people disappeared, apart from talking to each other in the dark, as I think Terry Friedman and Drew and a few others of us did at some point, where there were no people in a room, but we just carried on talking anyway. Right down to one point where I think it was Chris in Australia had to disappear off for a coffee. He was the moderator and left a couple of us talking about him while he was gone. great fun, and certainly brought the nice end to the conference itself. Though, having said that, to all the people that know, the conference hasn't yet ended. It's going to go on, the conversations are going to go on. It's nice to see through Cheryl and also through, I think it's Chris, that there's a plan to have a meet-up in either a month or two months' time, maybe on a Saturday or Sunday, where people will be able to say what they've gone on and done with the K-12 tools, the Web 2.0 tools that people have been talking about. I've got loads and loads of things to try and catch up with. I just managed this evening to listen to, I think it was John, I can't remember his surname, John's presentation on using wikis and blogs and podcasts in an elementary primary school in Australia. John Pierce, I think it was. Sorry, John. Listening to all the hurdles and pitfalls that come along the way that you have to overcome when you're just working in primary or in any education setting trying to use these tools. The things you have to do to try and get things to work. I'm a bit like this microphone, I'm not sure is working now, but we'll see at the end. Down to the educational professionals, I did listen to a bit of Terry Friedman's presentation on introducing Web 2.0 to the powers that be within your school. Warning about evangelists. I hope I'm not one of those. We'll have to see. But just a really big thank you to all of the people that organised the conference. It was organised through lots of problems where people wondered whether it would work, but it did work, and it is working, and the one glorious thing about it is going to go on working. It hasn't stopped. The fact that the conference was over a 2-week period doesn't stop people carrying on reading and catching up on the stuff and then feeding that back to everybody else. So keep your ears out and keep listening. And again, big thank you to everyone involved. It was great fun and certainly has encouraged some of us, so the ordinary class-based teachers who are trying to use this stuff, has certainly encouraged us to keep going. Because there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and the bottom line is it certainly improves the quality of the work that children do, and that, after all, is our main aim in any of this. So thanks again, and I'll put a proper podcast together sometime soon.